Let's talk about AI, meaning artificial intelligence. Like, you didn't know already what that meant. I've been interested in AI for a while. I'm trying to think back on when I first got interested in AI and what it was exactly that got me interested. I'm not sure. But, I mean, over the years, we have watched classic movies about AI. Terminator is probably the most popular one in that genre. There's iRobot as well. There are so many of them, tons of them. And I even made a film about AI in a Hausa village. That was fun to do. It's on Netflix. Search for African Folktales Reimagined and watch episode two. Halima's Choice. Yeah, I think it's an okay film. AI is on my mind right now because I read it wasn't really an article, it was more their website, actually, I think. So there's this new AI tool called Sora. Is it Sora? I think. It's currently in development, but they've gone far with development. They haven't released it to the public yet. So what this tool does is that it creates video. I mean, you probably already know that there are AI tools for creating images and all that. And I think that some creatives are afraid. Like, oh, this is going to take my job. You know, because if I can create a business video for my brand, why in the world do I need to hire a videographer, right? So you can see the obvious problem there. However, when I was going through the website and seeing what this technology was capable of, I found it exciting. Because say you make a film, for instance, and maybe you miss out some details in your shot. Maybe you forget a prop. You can also use this tool to fill in those gaps. And honestly, I don't know what all the use cases are going to be or what they are, what all of them are. And even the creators of this tool don't know yet exactly how their technology is going to be used by everyone. I mean, how will they know until people start using it? But I think it's going to be very interesting to see. And while we're getting all excited about this technology and, you know, I don't know how you feel about it. I wonder, actually, do you feel apprehensive about it? Do you feel excited about it? Anyway, I feel that regardless of how exciting it might be, like all of this technology and advances and everything, we need to be careful. We need to be very careful. I mean, I try to be very cautious and very careful about the information that's out there. I mean, already without all of this technology going around available to the public, people create all sorts of fake videos, right? You can't believe everything that you see in a video. People already use their words to create fake news and mislead people. And I think that is one area where things might get a lot worse with this kind of technology out there. So I most likely will stop believing anything at all that I see. Because, I mean, this tech is going to make the impossible seem possible, right? So we have to be on guard about that, I would say. And like everything else, I mean, like the wonderful innovation that is social media, for instance, I believe this is going to be one of those technologies that would probably bring a lot of good. But I also imagine that there will be lots of downsides to it as well, you know. But yes, it should be interesting to see. And I'm assuming that most people who listen to this podcast are Muslims. So I'm going to be talking to the Muslims right now. You know the ruling about images, creating images of living things Oh goodness, that has been on my mind like ever since. Even I mean, when we had AI that could generate pictures, images. Yeah, I played around it with that stuff when it came out, but something kept on nagging at the back of my mind that, is this really okay, you know? And even with the videos, like, is this really okay? Is this really okay to do? Honestly, it'll be interesting to see what contemporary scholars have to say, to be honest. But I do imagine that there will always be like a section of Muslims who will avoid these technologies, avoid using them. And even if they don't avoid using them, at least strive to use them within those parameters. So say, for instance, you might have no problems shooting video of an actual person and putting it online, you know, but then you have this tool, you might want to hold back creating, you know, videos and images that have people's faces in them. If you're not a Muslim and you're listening to this, you might not understand where I'm coming from, but I'm not sure. I don't think I can do justice, give you a proper explanation for this. Sorry. But yeah. And I guess, again, one of the things I'm a bit worried about also is, you know, people losing their jobs eventually. I mean, we're still in the early stages. And I know artists were definitely the first to panic with all of the arts that was going around. I think that, yeah, a lot of people will probably not have jobs because of all these technology in the future. But it's on them to adapt. It's on all of us to adapt. And instead of feel bad or hopeless or helpless about AI taking over and all that, I think we should look at how we can benefit from it. See how we can make use of it. But at the same time, while we are doing that, we also need to be pushing for policies, which is why creatives need to get organized. I mean, look at the whole thing with the strike in Hollywood, the writer's strike in Hollywood. I don't know if you know about that. You can Google it. I think it's WGA, if I'm not wrong. The Writers Guild of America. The strike they went on recently. Of course, one of their concerns was AI taking over their jobs and everything, because, I mean, there's nothing stopping AI from writing scripts and stories right now. Besides, most of the stuff that Hollywood churns out, as far as I'm concerned right now, is just recycled stuff. Same stuff we've been seeing over and over again, and it would be so easy to get AI to do all that without engaging like actual writers. So they have already started, you know, sorting out all of those issues. But in Nigeria, with the way everything is jaga, I don't know how it's gonna work. Who is gonna have those conversations? Who is going to make sure that those policies are, you know, looked into or passed or made or whatever? That reminds me, I should send someone a message about this. But yeah, interesting times. We live in very interesting times. Yeah, so that's it. Those are my thoughts on AI and all of that. And yeah, as always, I mean, please hit me up anywhere, Twitter, IG, anywhere at all. Send me a DM. DMs are nice. I want to know that you're listening. I want to know your thoughts on this. Just reference the podcast. Yeah. Thank you for listening. You are phenomenal. You're one of the superstars in the world, no matter what anybody says. I feel like this little podcast of mine is sort of like a way to connect with friends that I obviously am not seeing right now. But it's nice when I look at the listener numbers. I'm like, oh, I had 20 people listening today. So thank you for taking time out of your day to listen. And if you think it's worth sharing, please feel free to share with your friends and family. Have a lovely weekend if you're listening to this on a weekend, and have a lovely week if you're listening during the week. Bye.